Hey guys, this is Drink Till We're Married. We are back for another episode. Geek Goddess is here.
Hey, Cutie is here.
And, so.
Yes.
Awesome things occurring, and because we care about not just drinking, but also about the broader community. So this week's drink is to honor Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes.
So we are sipping on pink teenies. Can we call it that, or does it have a real name?
It has a name. Okay. It's called Sparkling Ice Sip Pink for the Cure Cocktail.
Oh, Sip Pink for the Cure. Yes. Oh, I love that. That's so
cheers.
Cute. Cheers.
So all month, I'm going to try to find drinks, you know, that are pink to support finding a cure. And actually, this is made with Ketel One Vodka, pink grapefruit, sparkling ice, and sweetened lime juice, and it's just on the rocks. But this month, the month of October, sparkling ice, they have a few, and they're not a sponsor, but I was just going to pick them up just so we can raise
sparkling
some money.
Ice, you know.
But they're donating, I think, a penny for each bottle sold this month.
That's awesome. And sparkling ice is pretty inexpensive, right?
Yeah, it's like a dollar for a bottle.
So everybody go out and get your sparkling ice so you can make this Sip to the Cure recipe and give back. Drink to give back.
Yes.
Sip for the Cure.
Yep.
That's awesome. I love that. Now I'm going to have like one more because we got to drink up all the bottles.
Oh, yes. And it is. It's really good, too.
It is good because I'm on my second.
Yep, second one already. So what are we talking about this week?
Drunken randomness.
Love it.
Because the last 7 days have been extremely random.
Yeah,
I feel like there's just been like a lot going on. And I've kind of been in a mood lately.
Okay.
So, you know, we can just, I don't know, how was your weekend?
Well, I was sober, I think, the entire weekend.
That's so unfortunate.
That is so unlike me, first of all. You know that. I usually turn up every night on the weekend and go hard. But I think I had 2 drinks on Friday. I did hit the strip club on Friday.
Okay.
But drinks, you know,
really
after work.
Sober?
I was. I just had 2 drinks. And then I had a housewarming on Saturday. And I just had, like, a couple. It was like that vodka, sweet tea. So they're not very strong. So I had a Bloody Mary for breakfast on Sunday. So pretty sober this weekend.
Yeah, it doesn't really sound sober, but compared to normal weekends.
Yes. Yes. Where it's not just one drink here and I can remember what I drank. Yeah, that was,
Question. This is a random question. Was it all women at the housewarming
party? No, there were guys there. Yeah.
Because I don't know that guys go to housewarming parties.
I think it depends on if you, like, I had guys at my housewarming.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had asked the boo if we could have a housewarming. He's like, absolutely not.
Why?
I don't know. Could just be him. So listen. I was just wondering, like, is that something guys go to?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yep.
Not my
drinks.
Bad.
I mean, it's like a party.
Yeah.
No? Okay.
I don't know. I mean, we're talking about the boo here. I don't know.
So how was your weekend?
My weekend was cool. Friday, I don't even remember what I did Friday night. I mean, I think it was like one of those Netflix and chill nights.
Mine too. That's what it, but I was chilling by myself. But
yeah. Well, I mean, you know,
you got the
family night. And actually, so, yeah, because it rained a lot here on Friday night.
Because of the hurricane. What's his name?
Joaquin.
Joaquin, yeah.
Which I love. I'm waiting on like a hurricane like Dimitri or like Shaquisha or Devontae. There's a football player named Devontae. I was like, I slightly kind of love that name. It's super ghetto, but I love it. It's so off topic. So that's what I did this weekend. Watched football.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was homecoming for many guys, but they canceled everything because of the rain. So
did they reschedule?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, but they went ahead and had the game, though, but they didn't do the parade and the dance. And
yeah.
So she slept all night, which was like, okay, well, if Mini Goddess isn't doing anything, then the house is boring. So
right.
I was forced to, like, watch TV and do nothing. And then on Saturday, I had, like, a I guess you could call it like a girl's day out.
Okay.
With my friend, another one of my single friends, who is so adorable. And it is just like my mission in life to get you and her hooked up. Because it is so crazy that you guys are smart and beautiful and single. I don't get it.
You're so sweet.
I do not get it.
I think we're all touch crazy. Well, you know, I have these high. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not really crazy.
But both of you guys have high standards, though. Like, and will not absolutely settle for anything less. And I love that. I do. It makes it difficult for me as your designated matchmaker, though. It does make it difficult.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And I watch a lot of football.
I did, too. I watched, well, mostly on Sunday, though. I didn't watch any college football, though.
Yeah.
That's the one thing about not having a man in my house. I don't have to watch it on Saturday because I don't follow the college teams. It's just way too many.
It's a lot. And so the Boos team played on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Mini Goddess had to sit there and watch him almost have, like, convulsions about his team play. They won.
Okay.
But he is, like, so, like, Miami.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, it's okay. It's okay.
Right. You're not getting any money off of that unless you bet. I mean, you know.
And then your team played my number one team.
I know. And we whooped them in London. Oh, go Jets. Go Jets.
Sorry. Yeah.
We have a great record so far. 3-1. We're doing our thing this year, boo.
I wouldn't say great.
That is great.
Because in my mind, great would be like the Carolina Panthers are 4-0. That's actually great. You guys are good.
No.
There's a difference.
We have to look at the, well, compared to Miami, we're doing great.
But we didn't compare them to Miami. What we just did here was compare them to the Panthers. That's what we just did. And I need you to keep it moving.
Okay, fine.
So, because the Panthers is my second favorite team, I had to watch all of that. And then the Boo was like, because we played the Boo's team, the Buccaneers.
Oh, yeah.
So, halfway through it, he was like, I don't want to watch anymore.
Oh, no, we're
going to
watch. No.
So, we get dressed and go to the mall. And I'm like, can you pull up the score on your phone?
You're funny. You are hilarious.
As if I care. I don't really care.
Right.
But yeah, so it was like a little tension going on in our house.
That's cool though.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's all we did this weekend. We will not be watching football next weekend. I put my coat up for tonight.
Oh, I have a long weekend this weekend, so who knows? I'm going to be somewhere partying on Sunday.
Woo! I'm partying too.
Are you?
Not really.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
In spirit. So, what are we talking about?
Oh, so we got a topic from our faithful listener, Marissa. Again, love her topics, though.
She's the best.
So, she called me up and said, why do women date bad guys versus the good guys? Like, why do women date these guys that have baggage? They either don't have a decent job, live with their mother, don't have a car, but you're quick to date that dude, opposed to the guy that has a good job, has his own house, his own car, wants to date you and take you out, and you're like, no.
It's all physical.
You know, the funny thing is, I was like, so what does he look like?
It has to be all physical. I mean, because who would sign up to deal with foolishness?
I'm not dealing with the foolishness, but I also think that some of those, well, and I said, is there really such thing as a good guy? Because we had what would be deemed a good guy here on the show a couple episodes ago. Mm-hmm. And he straight up told us, like, I don't have to date you broads. Like, I don't have to settle down and choose one because I have 3 or 4 giving me everything, you know, giving me the most.
Yeah.
So are there really good guys out there?
Yes.
Okay. Don't have that mentality.
But I would still put him in good guy category because I don't think he is the type of person.
He's
to
not
be
a dead
like,
date or anything like
that.
Yeah.
One, I don't see him as like dating like 5 or 6 chicks at one time and lying to them. And you know what I mean? That's how I kind of see like a not so good guy.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that there is an allure to a bad guy, first of all. I think some of that comes from, like, your upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe your dad was a not-so-good guy, and you're just familiar with that, and you're used to it. And so there is some attractiveness in that because mm-hmm. maybe it reminds you of your dad. Maybe even, you know, subconsciously,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So subconsciously mm-hmm. you're used to a certain type of guy and it's just your body is naturally attracted to it. I don't know. I'm not a therapist, but...
I play one on TV.
I play one on TV, on the podcast.
The podcast.
But then too, I think bad guys and whatever we're, you know, deeming as a bad guy, they normally know they have something going for them. So it's either looks or some other physical aspect.
Yeah, sex.
And
yeah.
They use that
to get what they want.
And we are dumb enough to fall suit.
What I was going to say, though, I think they kind of play up to the emotional aspect of a woman, too. Like, they know they have all this baggage, but they kind of feed into that emotion. You know, women are very emotional. So almost like feeling like, oh, I can help him. I can do these things for him. I feel like the bad dude will play on that to get, you know, have this woman that'll do these, that has this nice car that's going to let him borrow her car while she's at work. Not going to happen.
I think bad dudes play on insecurities. I don't think it's emotion because I can have emotion and want to be a nurturer and a caregiver and... But I'm not going to do that.
But
with,
no.
Like, you
so
got
what I say,
kids,
though.
You pay child support and you trying to sleep with my cousin.
No. Gosh, no. But what I mean by playing on the emotions is that they're giving you what you need emotionally. They are manipulating you to give you what you think, like what you need. They may be giving you all the attention, you know, calling you, checking on you, spending all this time with you.
There's insecurity embedded in that, though.
Well, yes.
That's,
because, yeah, you're right.
I think it's insecurity. I think it's like, well, so, oh, this is going to sound so wrong when it comes out of my mouth, but there are guys who I think prey on women who society will say is a little less attractive.
Oh, yes.
Or
a little overweight.
She's
a nerd or...
You know, not saying she is at the core of those things, but society will paint her in a certain light. And there are men who prey on those women.
I would agree.
Because they feel like, oh,
she gotta
she's
hold me down. She
just
gotta
to be with me.
Yes.
Just to have
with all my baggage. Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And
so wait.
Why would she be with him?
Oh, yeah. Well, because he's giving her the attention because of her insecurity. Like, if you need that attention, you're going to thrive off of anyone that's giving it to you.
Yeah. So the reason that women pick bad guys or the guy with all the baggage.
Self-esteem.
Because you don't love yourself.
Yeah, no esteem of self.
You need to esteem yourself.
Yes.
Okay. Get you some esteem.
I will say, like, for me, a bad guy doesn't have that baggage. Like, dude, you have your, like, we had this conversation, I think, last week about certain things that, you know, when Cutie Pie was here, we were talking about strength and things mm-hmm. like this, where you immediately, it's almost associated those things that we were saying with being negative, like, mm-hmm. or being with a guy that is not smart, things like that, where to me, that's not the case. To me, that is like the minimal requirements. Oh, you're going to be smart. You're going to have a decent job. You're going to have your own place, your own car. Because I'm not playing those games with you. No, absolutely not.
But now, hey, cutie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to hold your feet to the fire on this one. You're the first who will say, what does he look like?
Of course.
How tall is he?
Absolutely.
So.
But that has nothing to do with my self-esteem, I don't think.
Yeah, it doesn't. But if you meet a guy and physically you're like, ooh, he just like makes me weak at the
girl.
Knee.
Yes, I've met one of those.
I'm just gonna get like a little corner piece of a taste of it. And then he's like calling and stuff and he's like, well, what you doing tonight? And you like I'm actually free.
Right. But not every night. Like,
but not every night. And then he's calling just right, just when he's supposed to be calling uh-huh. and hanging out just the way he's supposed to be and taking you to dinner and stuff. And then you find out, I don't know, he got like some illegitimate children he's not taking
but
care
see,
of.
I'm asking those questions. I'm still asking those questions up front.
But why would you even give him the time of day?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I haven't given him any time.
Guy.
But hold on. I haven't given him any time of day because I'm asking those things immediately. I told you about the situation that happened last week.
People lie.
Okay, but then you're a liar, so I'm going to find out. I can't be held accountable because this person is lying. I can't meet a person and just assume they're lying.
No, that's right? True. I'm saying that you would have to spend enough time with him to figure out that what he has said is a lie. But I don't think you would even give a guy who isn't
that's not true. This is the thing.
Looking the time of day.
This is the thing. If someone is setting me up, I'm going to tell you my preference.
Okay. And so when I say, well, I have somebody for you that don't meet your preference. But hold on.
Right. Then for me, initially, no. But if I meet someone organically on my own, he may not have those things. But something has attracted me to him. So don't get it twisted.
No, it's twisted.
You are twisted on what I say. But when I'm telling a person my requirements, this is what I would look for. That does not mean that's all I look for. Keisha,
but when you use the word requirement.
I would have said preference. I've said preference because I've dated dudes that were my height. You need to go back into my repertoire because I have dated.
I need you to write it down.
I have. I mean, since I've been in Charlotte.
I need a list of requirements versus preferences versus
but to me, but to me, my preferences, that's it. I don't have these major lists that these women care. I don't do that. Yes, my preference is that he's tall, taller than me. I mean, I'm only 5'8". I'm not 6 foot. That's not a huge requirement to me. You can't be 5'9"? You can't be 5'10"? I'm not taking. My nephews are 6 foot.
I'm saying
sorry. I have a right to want certain things.
If I roll up with a dude that's 5'9 and a half with his loafers on.
Lord.
And he is, you know, I don't know. Maybe you're not attracted to him. Maybe he might be a little, I don't know. Whatever you wouldn't be attracted to. Right? I don't know what that looks like.
So why would you bring him if you don't think I would be attracted to him?
Because he got everything else.
That you're looking for.
No, everything else that you might have
on
your list.
But you can't even tell me that I might have on my list.
He's intelligent. Okay. He's a nice guy.
But this is what I said.
And he's, you know, a family man. And he's kind and loving and a man of integrity. And which I
know
you well enough to know because maybe I know him.
Okay.
Right? Then, which is half the battle is that at least I know he ain't out here lying about who he is and what he does and what he stands for because I know him.
But again,
the physicality
regardless,
is the barrier.
But it's no, it's not. That's what you get hung up on. I say a dude needs to have a personality. Because if you have a personality, I've said this before. You might want to go check our podcast.
I call BS.
I've said,
BS.
Please go back.
We were out at dinner
when
with our other girl. Two girlfriends, and I said, oh, there was such and such that I want to hook you up with. And our other girlfriend knew him, and you were like, no. Because I showed you the picture, and you were like, no.
Oh, but I didn't, when I went over to speak to him, I didn't know it was the same person. But again, all he said was hi. No interaction. I don't know your personality from first glance. No.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not sorry. How about that?
You're not sorry.
No, I'm sure not sorry.
But what I'm saying is, I know.
But again,
he's
this
a nice
guy.
I was
so you're
just saying,
setting
let me introduce you to him in a way that's like.
But he was introduced by the other guy that I met that night, last weekend, right?
Was it last weekend?
Yes, it was.
I guess.
Get it together. So it was last weekend. He was introduced there. To me, why do I need you to come into
there?
I know you weren't, but listen.
Okay. I don't like
why,
listen.
Why, I know. Why do I need you to introduce me when he was with someone I knew?
Mm-hmm.
That guy introduced, right? If he was interested, why not have a conversation? We stood at that bar and had a drink waiting for you to arrive.
But that's not fair because all guys
it
don't
is?
Move like that.
Okay, but again, why do I need you to come and be the intermediate when someone else already was? So even if he didn't want to come and talk to me, he didn't say anything to the guy that I knew.
Okay, so I get that.
Okay.
I get that. But so is that your standard then? Is that your standard? Is that
what?
You need a man who is forthcoming and
maybe
a little...
It. Because,
but you have to say that though.
Right, but
because
you know
all
what,
men are
but
like
you know
that,
what this
though,
means
James.
To me?
All men are like
it
that.
It still comes back when I may not put it in the right words that you need to hear, but to me, that's a strong man. Someone that's not intimidated by little old me.
But that's unfair to call him intimidated. And
I'm not talking about him. I'm saying in general.
All men don't just approach women. So they might see you and think, oh my God, she is really beautiful. And
make a way. Because it's the same way.
Hold up.
So you were not with us Labor Day weekend. No, you weren't
That's
there.
That's a long time ago.
Remember, it was three of our other girlfriends there, and I challenged them. Each of you need to leave here with the phone number, mm-hmm. right? Go talk to a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to three guys that night.
Okay.
I talked to three guys, approached those men, and showed my interest. Okay. How many are in contact with me today?
Oh, I don't know. How many?
Zero.
Okay.
So, again, A, I didn't leave it to them to approach me. I did the approaching. In what?
Okay. I understand. I guess I'm just saying.
So don't get it twisted.
Because I know men who wouldn't. I know men who, in that situation, they won't say anything to you. But that doesn't mean they're intimidated.
My whole thing is make a way. You don't have to necessarily come up to me and my girls. Because it was three of us at the bar. And I completely understand that whole dynamic. But dude, make a way. Have the bartender send me a drink. We were all sitting right on the seat. You know, like, yeah. Again, there's ways to approach a person. I didn't talk to those guys when they were standing with their friends. I made, you know, watch the situation and caught them on their own. Men should do the same thing.
But you're a lot more of an extrovert in that sense.
But
that
this is the thing.
It doesn't bother you to do that. All I'm saying is that all people
aren't like that, though. But it's kind of what I need then.
So that's all I'm asking. You make that one of your requirements. Not a nice to have. It seems to be a requirement.
Well, no, but a take action type of man. I've always said that. I want someone that is a man who is not afraid to be a man and be manly. So you take that as being like caveman. That's not what I mean when I say
no,
that.
No, I don't think it's caveman. I just think you're saying that you want someone who is forthcoming and aggressive in the sense that if he wants something, he's going to go after
Yes.
I don't necessarily require that, right? But that's something that you require. In the same vein, though, a lot of those guys are the ones who know that they can get it. So they don't have the same fear of rejection because they haven't had to live through years and years of rejection mm-hmm. because of their looks, because of their height, because of, you know, things that women typically be like, oh my God, I don't care if you got your own job and your own car and your
own
house.
Like the post we saw in group
right? You got it because you had it. So you have to understand there are men who have probably dealt with that since grade school, being called ugly, being called short, being called fat, being mm-hmm. called black, being called dark, whatever. And so those men sometimes aren't as willing to, hey, cuz, do you know her? Can you hook me up? Because they're so afraid of rejection because they've been getting it all their life. Now, typically the tall, strapping, you know.
But that's not, see, you're just looking at the looks. All I said was height.
But I'm saying
sometimes. That doesn't mean he's a good looking dude. He can be tall and ugly as shit.
Those guys sometimes typically have more confidence because they've been more well received. Like, you probably won't admit this, but as a good looking woman, Jay, like, you just have been received in a certain way that you aren't fearful of being rejected because your confidence is so high, but that's partly because you're attractive.
But that's my self-esteem, though, because I've been rejected. Hello, I'm single. Like I just said,
yeah,
I've been to three dudes and none of them are in contact with me.
But
for
rejection
what reason?
For us is so far and few in between. And because your confidence is so high at this point, it's like, oh, okay, they ain't call. Whatever.
Right.
Because I know for sure there's somebody else who will call this phone, or I could call his phone.
Girl, that's the Sahara Desert, so let's not even go there.
Child, please, your desert is dry.
I don't even know what this phone is.
The desert is dry because you took all the water away. Okay? Let's be clear.
No, it's because, like, I have standards. I'm just not going.
That's a choice.
No, but this is the thing. No, it's not. Okay, because I've had this conversation with you. Call him? Or you text him?
Yeah.
And you tell him to call you? Don't call him. Don't text him.
Yeah, I'll be the first to say that.
Okay.
But I'm saying you have that luxury, though, Jay. If you really wanted to, If you wanted somebody to come over here right now, you could call a number and I bet you somebody would ring that doorbell. Like, I bet you.
Whatever.
But there are some women who just don't have that access and that privilege. That's all I'm saying. And okay. So likewise with men, there are some men who have grown up not being accepted physically by society. And
at what point do you use your education? And like, those things to me are confidence builders. So you're, what's up with your self-esteem?
No, because then you have a guy who's like, well, my education got me here and now I got this great job, so let me use that to impress a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't think just being them is enough, so they're using these external things. So then you find them in a fancy car and wearing taking women to $100 dinner and mad because she's not paying you no attention because you're not leading with you.
Right.
You're leading with these things that you've accumulated because you felt like that's what you needed in order to find a nice woman. And it's really not. You just gotta be you.
No.
But you'll find that
you're too easy on these brothers. Look at yeah, you are.
You know.
Too many damn excuses for them. You got us.
Not all of them. Not all of them. But I do think there are a lot of good dudes out there that are being passed up because they don't look a certain way, because they're shy, because they're...
It may need to be in environments where, like, you're hooking up one of our girlfriends, and you're like, no, I want to find an environment where it's, what did you say? The other day I texted you about it.
Yeah, where it's like, you know.
It's not that pressure.
It's not a lot of pressure.
Right. So then that's what you do. But don't tell me you're doing it, because I don't like being hooked up, for one. I feel like, oh, God,
yeah,
I'm obligated to like
her,
this
not
person.
For him. Yeah, because he don't care.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I saw him on Labor Day. He's not one of the numbers I got, though.
Does not care.
No, he doesn't. But what I'm saying is, I think that should be what's done when you're trying to hook anyone up. Because to me, that whole hookup thing goes, I feel like for me, there's a lot of pressure. Because everyone thinks I'm so high maintenance and I have all these requirements.
Because you are high maintenance and that's okay.
Whatever. But it's like, then, okay, if you think that, then have a party and invite us. And if it happens, it happens. But like I said, for me, it's most of them happen organically. It's not something where I'm like, ooh, I like that dude. Whenever I point a dude out that I like, it never works out anyway.
I don't think things really happen organically. I really think it's like normally like the cosmos working in the background.
Organic.
And it's not organic. So in this instance where we're talking about our two friends that we want to hook up, if they are to meet up, it's still not organic because it's still the cosmos, i.e. us, are working in the background.
Right.
So make sure you make time to talk.
But you've only done that on one side. You haven't done it on both. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
But it's still kind of manipulated a little bit.
A little bit. But he'll have the conversation. If he doesn't like her,
yeah,
nothing is lost.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is the reason why
I want it to be that way. Right. Then don't tell me, oh, you like this guy. You don't know what I like until you put me in a room with someone and there's actual conversation
or
possibly chemistry.
You're so hard on them. You're so hard.
I should be. Someone has to be because you're so easy on them.
And I'm not, though.
Yes, you are.
I am not. I am not. All I'm saying is, because, you know, and I just have my personal experience as a reference, it is way too... it's way too ironic for me and the boo to have been so many places at the same time.
6 degrees of separation.
And we're like 1 degree, not even. For years, a decade, me and him have been in the same circles and known the same people and been to the same events at the same time. For me to be his type... That's way too ironic. But it's because his personality is like, he's like, no, I wouldn't have come up to you and talked to you because you are, you know, I am the butterfly. I am the, you know, I'm at a party. I'm having fun. I don't care who's here.
Right.
You know, and he's just not. We're just different in that sense. And so I don't think he would have come up to me and said, hey, girl, let me get your phone number. I'd be like, chat, please.
First of all. I don't want a dude to come up to me and say that.
Hey, cutie.
Mm-mm, boo.
Ain't your name Hey Cutie?
From that podcast.
Hey Cutie with the booty. Come on over here.
Let me tell you something. I can't even deal with you.
Get you something you ain't never had before, girl. wish you got to Excelsior and like let some like super old men hit on you. It would be so much that. Fun.
Oh my gosh, no. Look at no.
Like a good like 80-year-old with like gosh. A chain, like a good gold
that,
chain.
That hair bone, big like, hair bone.
Please.
With a couple kinks in it because it's old.
Can we please?
No.
Please.
See how my friends treat me. Okay. They just use me as bait for drinks.
Yes. Old guys buy good drinks, though. They don't skimp on the good liquor either.
No one that buys me a drink is skimping because I'm ordering it from the
bar. But you know these young guys be like, oh, you want Kettle One?
Yes.
That's what I said.
Absolutely.
Not absolute.
Right. Okay. Kettle One. Absolutely.
I want Kettle One absolutely.
Right.
Old guys be like, what you want, girl? Okay.
By the bar, but an Excelsior. Oh my God, an Excelsior is absolute. Look at
can we please?
Oh my God.
That would be so much fun.
We have to take the whole gang with us because I will not be tortured alone.
I'm down. If my hair got to smell like fried fish and cigars.
Why are you going to do that to me? I forgot about that.
It's fun. You need somebody with a good old pension.
Oh gosh, I can't. I cannot do it.
He'll treat you however you want to be treated.
Uh-huh, I'm sure. But anyway, I feel like guys do the same thing though. Guys don't want the good girl. I'm a good girl. I'm a great catch. Really?
Sorry, but you. Okay.
I'm not a good girl.
Yes.
Really? Geeky G, you gonna play me like that? Really?
No.
I'm not a good girl.
No.
What constitutes a good girl?
No. There are women out there right now. It's a Monday night. There are women out there that are baking cookies and like.
Absolutely. You know, not if she's single.
Reading scripture and like preparing for like the singles Bible study. And she's already picked out all her work clothes for the week. And she's like meal prepped and. Cause tomorrow night after work, she got to go like visit the sick and shut in, and then like she's doing Habitat on Saturday.
I'm doing Habitat.
She's not doing brunch. She's doing
that's a lot.
The children's like vacation.
Now that's an angel you just described. I'm just
they
saying
exist.
I'm a good girl.
Oh,
I want to be as good. I'm not trying to be an angel.
And they wear like stockings.
We wear stockings. We live in the South. Hell to the no. Nobody in the South wears stockings. Stop playing.
They exist.
Do they even sell stockings here?
Yes.
Stop it.
We have belts. Absolutely. They sell stockings.
You're right. Because I bought some before.
But I'm saying, as it relates to good girls, boo.
So I'm a bad girl?
I'm not the best person to tell you how men scale good girls, but I can guarantee you by you saying this was a sober weekend and then you labeling just like the only five drinks that you had, I can tell you most men are like, oh no, a good girl is like in the house, like.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
I need to, we're going to put up a Facebook post on this tomorrow because I need to know I'm a good girl.
I think I have to find another word for it, but it ain't a good girl though. No, you got way too much attitude and like what? No, you ain't finna come up in here. A good girl. Here's a great example. A good girl. When we were at Mini Goddess's birthday weekend, wouldn't have checked a dude for wearing red loafers.
This dude had on sweatpants and red loafers. Let's be clear.
He was leaving the location after spending a Saturday afternoon with maybe his nephew's son.
Whatever.
Who wears church
sweatpants?
Maybe he was a mentor. Like, he out here trying to save the youth from gang banging, and Hey Cute is like, oh my God, I can't believe he has on red loafers
with sweatpants.
Like, he could never get it.
Sweatpants though. Sweatpants, sneakers, sweatpants, Nike slides, but yeah. Loafers.
So a good girl in that situation would have said, oh my God, he's out here on Saturday night.
He needs some shoes.
With the baby. Look at him giving back to the community.
Girl, bye.
He's a man after my own heart. That's what a good girl would have said. Like, a good girl would have walked up to him and said, praise you, brother, for all that you're doing.
You did a foolishness, y'all.
But hey, Cutie was like, fuck out of here, this nigga got on these red loafers. He won't get this. Not today. I was like, okay. This is not her for many guys. That's why we're here.
Fine.
So, no, I hate to burst your bubble. Okay, bring back the 90s. I hate to burst your bubble, but you're not a good girl.
But based on the criteria I set for men, though, like, I don't have baggage. I'm not living at home. I have my own car. I have a job. I have criteria to be a good woman. I'm saying.
Ooh.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah. So, no. I mean, okay. All things being equal, you are a great catch.
Wait.
Let me say that.
I'm so mad. I'm so mad you have to clarify it that way.
What?
But I'm not a good girl.
Nah.
All right, homie. I respect it.
Again,
respect
there's it. A good girl right now that's like, actually, she's in the bed. It's 9 o'clock. Ooh. Sleep. She is asleep. She read her scripture and went to bed.
She didn't watch Love and Hip Hop. Look at
that. She doesn't watch Love and Hip Hop. Actually, she prays for the women that are on Love and Hip Hop. She says a silent prayer for all reality stars. Okay? That's what a good girl is doing right now.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
gosh.
She got home late from work because she had to do Meals on Wheels. Okay? And then, like, yes, she's planting flowers in her garden.
Wait, as my potter, my planters are out there.
Thank you. Thank you.
For like 2 years.
Not a good girl. No. Not at all. No.
Anywho.
It's okay.
I'm good. I'm better than Amber Rose.
No, you're not better than Amber Rose.
No.
So, I'm going to get on this Amber Rose stuff today.
I had to switch it up for us.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, I probably wouldn't really care what Amber Rose is doing one way or another. I mean, I don't have any, like, real, like, opinions about her as a person.
Yeah, me either. I don't know her.
Remember, like, a while ago that she, like, went shopping in a Ferrari or something. And I was like, oh, that's a bad car. But
okay.
That's probably, like, the bulk of what I know about Amber Rose. But, so she had a video, like, a couple of weeks ago where she was doing, like, the slut, like, walk of shame.
That was just this weekend.
Was it? No, it had to be before that because I already saw it.
So, her and Blac Chyna went to the MTV Awards or some video awards in those dresses with the words on it.
Yeah.
That was a couple of weeks ago. The actual walk was just this past weekend.
No, so she had a video. It was like a little commercial or something.
Okay, maybe it was leading up
to it. Oh, yeah, you have to see it. So it's like her in like a party kind of dress or whatever, but it's like morning time. And she's walking through a park and people are
you
know, did you just have sex? And she's like, yes, I did. And I enjoyed it.
I saw that.
So I saw that. And then I see that she had this actual walk.
This weekend. Which was stemmed from something created in Canada. So this was not her idea. Yeah. This was not her brainchild.
Which is fine. I mean, I don't care when we're
together. I'm just saying.
I just feel like, one, I appreciate her using her platform.
Mm-hmm.
Because she is pseudo-famous, right? If you get to come to the VMAs, you're pseudo-famous. Whatever. And people follow her, right?
Yes,
and
they definitely do.
People love her and little girls, you know, engage in Amber Rose internet. Let's just say that. They shouldn't, but they do. So using this platform to speak out about women's issues, one, I think is admirable because there are other women who have a platform who do not say a word.
Well, you know that she was reaching out to performers. I don't know if you heard about this. Mm-mm. To perform for the walk, and no one would because they wanted to get paid for it.
Which is like, I can't. But okay.
Really? As a businesswoman?
No. So as a businesswoman?
As a performer?
As a businesswoman.
Uh-huh.
At the core, what I do is for my community.
Okay.
So I cannot wholeheartedly say that I am out here to just make money. I am here to do so much more than that.
No,
and I don't need money to really do what I'm really trying to do. Mm-hmm. I use money as a resource and as a tool to do that. So if I can do it, if I can share what I have,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't cost me anything, it doesn't put me out of time and expense or whatever.
Yeah.
So maybe if you're asking me to perform and I just say, well, if I got to fly from, if I'm in New York because I'm doing this, that, and the third, and you need to be in LA, can you just buy a plane?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know what the details. No, seriously. I don't know what the details are or who she asked.
Maybe
they don't
have the money to do it or whatever. And so that's, you know, I can't afford to come to leave what I'm doing. To,
mm-hmm.
But if I'm like, oh yeah, I'm around the corner, but if you ain't finna drop 10 stacks, I'm not coming.
Right. See, I don't know the details. So that's I don't want to pass that judgment. You don't know I don't know who she asked. Or the stipulations behind why they didn't agree. Hell, if she even asked anybody. Because all you get is her side of it. So.
All you get is her side. I do think there are some people who don't want to be associated with her. But that is because society, I think, has painted her as being such a bad person. And I just don't think it's fair. That's all I'm saying. So, okay, she was a stripper. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what?
Oh,
that's what she chose to be her profession.
Yep.
As a stripper, she met a man.
Mm-hmm.
And probably liked this man. Because I can imagine if she was a stripper in a certain strip club, this was not the first man that she met that had some money. It ain't.
I don't know. It's probably not the first one she met that had any money, but the first one probably that took her up out of that situation.
I don't believe that.
Really?
I don't. Mm-mm.
I believe it.
I don't. Because there is a lot of money rolling through these strip clubs. Please don't believe that. Rap.
No.
So you gotta understand, rappers ain't got that much money.
Listen
to
what
I
said. The
entire world.
What I said was,
I don't think he's probably the first person who was willing to take her out of it.
So then,
no,
really,
no, then what, not at all.
Really,
not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. I don't believe that.
So
I don't
what
believe
was
it was
the
like,
qualifying factor?
Oh, here's my gravy train. Let me jump off. Maybe she actually liked him.
Oh, okay. But again,
maybe
you didn't
she
like
actually
anyone
liked
else?
Him.
Really?
Who's to say? I mean, but we're acting as if she never dated anybody else in her whole life before
Kanye.
I'm
not saying that, but not that brought her to the level she is today, because that's why she is.
But that's not fair, though.
Why?
So what you're saying is he brought her out mm-hmm. of the strip club as if master freed
Listen,
a slave.
Well, this is the thing.
He just happened to have celebrity. He happened to have...
He just happened to have... Let's be serious here. He just happened to have celebrity, or he's not one of the biggest producers or rappers of our time.
She ain't trying to be a rapper, though. So if she was trying to drop a rapper, then I could see her clinging to
him. But she's also not trying to strip for the rest of her life, right?
But she didn't have to make him like her and make
herself
like him.
No. This is the thing. That's not what I said. What I said was he got her out of the game. No? You have to agree on that.
That's fair.
So then, okay, so they were still dating and she was stripping?
So you saying if she didn't meet Kanye, she would be stripping for the rest of her life?
That's not what I said. What I said was he brought her out of that, or he took her out of that. He afforded her not to have to do that anymore, right?
I guess I don't think that's true.
Really?
I mean, not to say someone else.
I don't know her personally. I'm just talking about what I know.
But I don't think so. And
really?
I also don't think it's...
Keisha, come on.
I really don't. I don't think if she was not a stripper, if she was something else, and I don't know.
No,
what that
I'm not saying she could have been anything else.
We
and I'm not
look
saying
at it the same way.
Listen.
Like he brought her up out of that. So
okay,
that's like
hold
saying,
up. Wait. No, hold on. Yes. Look at Karrueche and Chris Brown. People look at her the same way. She was never a stripper. She was a stylist. So people are not saying she's famous because she dated Chris Brown.
Actually, she was an assistant.
Well, whatever. But she wasn't a stripper. But again, what she wasn't was famous before she dated this man, right? Can we agree on that at least?
We can agree on that. But it's like saying you're down in the depths. And
no,
I'm gonna come save you out of that, and I'm the
he
only
changed, you can't.
You
I'm not saying he
that.
Was her only, but he did change her lifestyle. Can we not agree on that?
His money changed her lifestyle. We can agree on that.
So. it could have been any man with that money that changed her lifestyle.
That's all I'm saying. Is that it could have been any man.
Dude, but that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm not saying him as the savior. I'm saying this rapper with this money changed her life. It could have been another rapper. It could have been a businessman, whoever.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
That's all I'm trying to get to. Okay.
That
Kanye is not a savior.
I didn't even use his name. Okay. Not once. She dated this man. She was a stripper. She was no longer a stripper when she was dating him. That's what I said.
Yes.
Okay.
But why does she get painted in a bad light because she was a stripper and because he was a producer?
So why does Kim Kardashian get painted in a bad light because she had a sex tape with her boyfriend and she's now a whore?
Let's be clear. Let's please be clear. Kim Kardashian ain't dealing with half the shit of being a true whore.
I mean, this broad is married, we talked about this on one of our first podcasts, and this dude, they're still holding that over her head. I don't know.
I don't think she's dealing with the same level.
But I guess other women are dealing with. Other women?
Kardashian, whose family was like on the cover of like talking about the fucking
See, I wasn't even going there because that shit was ridiculous.
We're talking about Amber Rose, who couldn't even get a celebrity to come to a slut walk, which was really about women's empowerment, to someone else being painted on the cover of Vogue. She did get the cover of Vogue for not having had a nary talent in her whole entire life.
But how does she get that? Because of Kanye. Kanye. He's out here in 70s hoes. My nigga.
Kanye, I can't even make my point because you got his babe and I'm like, right.
Anyway.
I'm mad at Kanye and I love Kanye's music. Kanye. I'll be the first to say I love his music.
I love his music. Yeah, I don't know him personally.
I do not appreciate him painting Amber in a bad light because it didn't work out. And him saying on The Breakfast Club that he had to take 30 showers with, you know, before he could even get
But you know
Kim.
What? This man,
Kim is a better person than Amber is just because of occupation.
You have to understand there's already bad blood there. So, to me, it's not, I don't think that's a Amber Rose thing more so than that's him standing up for his wife, making his choice based on things that
have
gone on between his wife, him, her ex, Reggie Bush, and I mean, they had history there. So, again.
You didn't have to say that. I have seen interviews with Kanye where he blatantly says, I'm not going to answer that. I'm not going
to
talk about that.
I agree. But again, he has the right to say whatever he wants. And that's his opinion of her.
So you can have this opinion of her.
Yep.
Yet your sister-in-law is dating a grown-ass man who was dating her since she was a pedophile. But you ain't got nothing negative to say about this dude.
Well, honestly,
but that, you know what I mean? It's like we pick and choose.
Age is irrelevant. No, we don't pick and choose. I feel like we pick and choose because, again, how old is Jay-Z? How old is Beyonce?
Did he date her when she was 16?
But again, this is the thing. If the parents give consent to it, what's the problem? So honestly, my problem was with her parents, not with anyone else around that situation, right?
I guess I don't
understand
that.
Because if I'm 40 and I'm dating a 50-year-old, it's still 10 years whether I'm 26 and she's 16. It's still 10 years. It's all relevant about your stage of life. To me, why the hell would a grown-ass man want to date a 16-year-old? But who am I to say that? Because I dated 20-year-olds when I was in high school.
Did you really?
I did.
We have to talk about that on another podcast.
The hell?
No, I would love to dig deep into the history of Hey Cutie.
But she's not a therapist.
I'm not a therapist. I just play one on a podcast. But
no, seriously.
A 20-year-old?
Yeah, at least.
I didn't even know where to find a 20-year-old. I mean, I used to club like quite a bit, but I was like sheltered even in my clubbing. Like my cousins would be like, no, you can't talk to anybody. Wow. You can just come out with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, like, come out and, like, hang out. But I can't, like, talk to anybody. Nobody could talk to me. I could just, hey, Jules. Hey, Cutie's dog is, like, letting us know that she's in the building. Not for long, though.
She's going to get put out.
But anyway, with Amber Rose, I just feel like people are too hard on her. I feel like people are too hard on women.
This is my thing. Okay.
Women are too hard on women.
Because I'm like, let's not. Women are very hard on women. And I think women are so hard on women is because we are judged by other women. It's not fair to me to be, it's not fair to me to be called a thot because I'm on, I posted what? A bathing, which I would never do probably. Well, anyway, I'm like, how about
she would. It's what she thinks.
Posted a bathing suit picture of myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
On Instagram, Facebook, wherever. Because to me, once you open yourself up to anyone's opinions, once you start doing those things, everyone has a right to their opinion. We don't know these people, but they make themselves so available for anyone's criticism.
Yeah. I guess so, I feel like it is two parts. So it's like, I want to just be able to enjoy my life and share my life with people around me.
But are you doing it to, not us, but are you doing it, well, even us at some point, are you doing it just to get attention? Certain, like, you don't have to share everything. And yeah, these girls are out here with their complete ass out, titties
but
out.
But maybe they want their ass
but
to
that's
be
fine.
Out,
but then you also have to be open to what people say about you. Whether you believe it is one thing.
I just think as a society, we're just way too judgmental. We're entirely too negative.
I think we are. But it's because as a woman like me, like
if I saw a picture of you with your butt out,
you would be like, what the fuck are you doing, Negro?
I don't care, though. At the end of the day, it doesn't impact my life at all. I don't care.
And
oh,
that's how
God.
I look at it.
But
and keep it
moving.
I hate you.
And then that's wrong.
Like, but that's how I do with celebrities. But we're not the ones out there taking the time out of our life to post on these celebrities' pages.
You
want to bashing
know why?
Them. Because we have lives.
We have lives.
Yeah.
And there are things that we are responsible for.
That I have no time
I couldn't
to
even sit on here and be like, why is Amber Rose doing this, this, and this? Like, child, please. I got, like, bills to pay. I got clients emailing me about stuff. I got deliverables.
Yes.
Have time for it.
But and that's the thing. So it's like, I don't like when you say someone's bashing her or whatever, I'm like, really? Who? Because to me, I'm like, I don't see it because one, I'm not looking through your comments. And to me, she seems unfazed by it because it hasn't stopped her from living her life.
No, it hasn't. I think that's true. I'm just saying, as a society,
we
have painted her in this negative light and we allow the men who also speak negatively about her.
But they're also speaking about all women. They are the ones that are setting the standard for all women. These rappers.
But we don't hold them to the same. We don't hold them to the fire.
Oh, no. We don't say, oh, why did you talk about her that way? No, because most women are jumping on the bandwagon because they're trying to be the next one.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I feel you.
I think for someone like this, Khalifa, to say something negative
about his ex-wife, his baby, his son's mother?
This
really?
Is the mother
of your child. Forever.
That you chose
forever.
To marry.
Yes.
You made that conscious decision that there was something about her that you loved
and
that
you
was
wanted
endearing.
For the rest of your life
and
at that moment.
And it was like, I want to be with this forever.
Yeah.
And not only do I want to be with this, I'm going to procreate with this woman because I think she is so awesome.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden, she is just a stripper.
Yep.
She's just...
But again...
How do you get like... belittled to the point where you are now just an occupation that you held at one point in time.
Right. Not even what you're doing now, but...
So, again. I don't know what Wiz Khalifa used to do prior to him being a rapper.
Smoke weed?
But could I just belittle him to a weed head?
Yeah.
Could I belittle him to a wannabe? To a dreamer? To a... Could I belittle Kanye to just a dreamer? There was a time when you was in your mama's house and you was just a dreamer.
Yeah.
And that was a period of time in your life where you were hoping and wishing and wanting to get somewhere. But you are allowing yourself to bring Amber to the point where she is just a stripper. She's
only
nothing more than that.
If
that's
she
not fair.
To me, only if she allows that. Like, to
I mean, to say allow, she can't do anything about it. So Kanye's
well, right.
a breakfast club,
but
she can't do anything about that.
If she feeds into that. Like, for me, I feel like, okay, so at her slut walk this weekend, she forgave Wiz Khalifa and Kanye West for whatever they said about her, but did you do that just to get the blogs talking about, like, what? How authentic
are,
is, are any of these people?
Are we in a position to scale her authenticity?
I'm not, because I could care less, but what I'm saying to you is the same reason he said the 30 baths or 30 showers and she's a, like, are they doing this to get the blogs talking? Like, to get people talking? Like, is it all about publicity?
I don't think always. I think some of that stuff is like subconscious. So I think subconsciously Kanye probably feels like Kim is better than Amber.
Oh, of course he does. I don't feel like he would have married her if he didn't think that.
Now, I don't understand why, though. Why? I don't understand how you can scale one woman that's better than the other. Maybe one was more compatible for you, but that doesn't make her a better person, though.
Well, again, we don't know in the internals of any of those relationships, so I won't even...
Yeah, like, I can't say you're a better person than our other friend is just because maybe I gravitate towards the way you do things.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
because that's more about you than it is about me.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So maybe this one woman was more compatible for you as it relates to being a wife and a mother of your kids or whatever. That doesn't make her...
Or the other one any less...
Better than, or any less than. Right. Or this one was just a stripper, and how could I fall in love with just a stripper or whatever?
You know, that dude
never even really had an occupation. Maybe she was a stylist. Okay.
She was.
Yeah. But, okay, so she was just a stylist. What's the difference?
It's a job to me. I mean, honestly, it's
they're both careers.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I think people are retiring from stripping. I'm not quite sure, but.
Well, I'm if you got a 401k, let us just know, because, I mean, it might be time for a career change.
I mean, here's the thing, though. Maybe they, like, do it long enough so they can kind of make enough money to,
honestly, let me tell you the truth of how I think about strippers. I kind of equate them to drug dealers. How there is no saving of the money because, again... Because
you live in that lifestyle and you got to spend it all and it's all about the Joneses and keeping up. And I don't know. I look at them kind of like football players. Oh, like there's about a length of time you can do this and you're going to make some really good money doing it.
And if you don't invest... I mean, that's
have
honestly,
a backup plan once your time expires.
I think that's even with... If you're self-employed, I mean, that goes across the gamut. Yeah. Like, if you're not investing your money properly in any career, you're going to have to work that thing until you die if you're not saving your money properly.
If there are any strippers out there, you guys call me because like the modern day marketing genius. I can show you how to flip your money. And I ain't talking about like no shady like investment stuff. But, like, there are ways to capitalize on what you're currently doing. To live a life, a long-standing life.
Drug dealers, too. I mean, it's just, you don't want to deal with them? Okay. All right, because that money's illegal. My bad. No. But honestly, the stripper money is illegal, too, if they're not claiming that those tips on their taxes. But that's
I think with accounting, you get your taxes straight. I'm not dealing with drugs. I do not condone drug dealing at all. I think it is the demise of the black community.
Oh, gosh, yes. But we sure aren't bringing the drugs to the black community. But that's a whole other topic.
You've been watching Narcos?
Girl, I can't.
I watched, like, 37 minutes, and I was like...
The subtitles kill me. I'm like, do I like to watch TV and wash dishes and clean the house? I don't have to read the subtitles. Gosh, I mean, so they gotta sit there with
the subtitles when you're dating a guy that loves kung fu movies.
Oh God, no!
You learn to read the subtitles because otherwise you fall asleep, and then you get like, you never want to watch what I want to watch. It's like, who wants that battle? Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Drink Till We're Married. Thank you for all of our new listeners. I am so excited about all the people that have reached out to me that said, hey, I listened to your podcast. And it's like, oh, wow, really?
Like, you know about my podcast?
Please don't.
I love it. Yes.
So if you have questions, comments, or if you want to be a guest on the show, because I've had people reach out to me and ask me a guest, you can hit us up on drinktillweremarried@gmail.com. Or go to our site at drinktillweremarried.com.
Yes.
And that's the easiest way to reach out to us. And you can comment or whatever. And we'll reach out to you and schedule time for you to be a guest. You don't have to be in the Charlotte metro area because there's this thing called an internet. And
yes,
we can
and
find
Skype
you wherever.
And all those things. Yes.
So thank you guys for listening. And please go out and buy your sparkling ice so that we can sip to the cure.
Yes, definitely.
All right.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.